Friday to Ramash the Chof Zayin, Tevish Tovshin Pei Aleph, Rabbi David Eisenberg.
Okay, good morning, gentlemen. Lovely to see you as always. Lovely to be able to be here to share some Torah with you. And again, the sugyas that we see together in general, inspired by the chavrusa that I have with somebody twice a week, where we learn halacha, we learn Hilchos Shabbos. So the last time when I gave the drasha about the mechitza, now so we have a different one today. That's also what the halachas I was learning yesterday. So many halachas which are very, very negeya lemaisa, and I'd like to discuss. So we're going to discuss today the topic of kiddush b'mokum suda, making kiddush and eating in the same place. Now I'll. Again, I just to make sure that I say this, are we okay over there, Rabbi Fulner? Yeah, all right. Just to say this in advance, so that if anybody hears this year and there are any tightness against me, how could you speak about kiddush b'mokum suda? You're not allowed to have kiddushim at the moment, and people shouldn't be going to kiddushim. I'm not endorsing that people should break the law, but we're talking about in a hypothetical case where either before Corona, mitzvah shem, soon after Corona, people are going to go to kiddushim, and there'll be kiddushim in certain halls with many people in mitzvah shem, without masks, with lots of food, with lots of handshaking and hugs and everything else. Mitzvah shem mekariv mamish. Thank you. And you go to kiddush, so be shailas that you have to ask yourself. So I'm going to mention shailas that are very prevalent. They'll come up almost any time you go to a kiddush. And we need to understand what the halacha is and what the halacha is not. So I'll give you a few examples. Let me mention a few examples and we're going to go through them. You've gone to a kiddush on Pesach at someone's house. And the person is doesn't eat gebrochts. So if you don't gebroch, one thing you're not going to have is you're not going to have mezonos. There's not going to be any mezonos there, because for those people that don't broch, they don't make mezonos an entire Pesach. So brocha, they take a break from for about 7-8 days, and then they continue again, Matzah Pesach, they go straight into the pasta, and they're back to mezonos. But for those days, so I remember, for example, I was at a hotel. Somebody had invited me to come to a hotel. We went to a hotel. The hotel didn't gebroch, as most hotels don't, because they limit their clientele very severely if they broch. So they don't gebroch, and they had this massive kiddush. So you had shachris, you had a massive kiddush, and then 2 hours later you had a meal. Who wants to eat after 2 hours? 2 hours after you've had this massive kiddush is a different discussion, but in the hotel industry, it becomes like almost you eat and eat and eat. It's basically an eating festival. So you're in, somebody's made kiddush, you've heard the kiddush over there. How can you be yotze kiddush b'mokum suda? Are you yotze kiddush b'mokum suda? Do you have to make what do you have to do? You have to drink more wine? How can you be yotze b'mokum suda without mezonos? Do you have to wash? Question number one. Question number two. You've gone to a kiddush in Jewish high. In Beis Yaakov, somebody's making a massive kiddush. Mitzvah Shem, again, as we said, there should be Karev Mamash. So somebody's making a massive kiddush, and there's all sorts of stations. So you go around, and they have, like in many good bar mitzvahs, they'll have a corner, they have a table, that's the table for all the drinks. So you have the whiskeys there, all sorts of single malts, and you have all the wine and the grape juice and everything over there. That's that corner. In that corner, you have the kugel and the cholent, and in that corner is all the cakes, and in that corner is all the carved up fruit. So, question, can you make kiddush over here, in this corner, and then say to yourself, I'm going to that corner to eat? Or, do you need to take the kiddush with you? You have to say, wait a second, I'm going to be having now kiddush b'mokum suda, but that's not b'mokum suda. That's over there and that's over here. And in a hall like Jewish High, you could have a good 10, 15 meters between one and the other. That's not b'mokum suda. And so, pardon? So we're going to get there. Yeah. Give me a chance. We're going to get there. You're absolutely right. Okay? Question number two. Question number three. This happened in a local shul over here, and I think people came to us and asked us the question also. They said, when you make kiddush, especially in a big hall, for example, we used to have kiddushim in the Hilton suite, So you make Kiddush in the Hilton Suite, and there's 200 people at the Kiddush, and you bang, and somebody says, Veshabbos! And somebody says, scream out, Veshabbos, Veshabbos. People at the other end can't hear him anymore. Nobody can hear. So they said, you know what you should do? You should make Kiddush at the end of davening. Davening, still people are quiet, so you make the announcements. So before they make the announcement, they make the Kiddush today is going to be sponsored by Mr. and Mrs. Cohen in honor of the Bar Mitzvah of the son, Shloimeh Cohen. And we'd like to, everybody's invited soon to the Hilton Suite for Kiddush. We're now going to make Kiddush here in Shul. And then we'll go over to the Hilton Suite and we'll eat the Suda. Is that called Kiddush Memokim Suda? Is that not called Kiddush Memokim Suda? And even if it is Kiddush Memokim Suda, is that Lechatchila? Is that not Lechatchila? Okay? You're sitting in your sukkah and it starts raining. And you want to go inside. Can you just go inside? Or faket, it started raining before you made, it was raining and before you made Kiddush. So you said to your wife, okay, we'll have to eat indoors. There's talking about again in an instance where you don't have to wait. So let's say during the day, there's no din to wait during the day. It's raining, you can sit down right away at home and you can eat. So you sit down at home and you make Kiddush and your wife says, oh, it's cleared, let's go outside. Wait a minute. You make Kiddush indoors and you want to go outside. Again, we're not talking about a built-in sukkah. Built-in sukkah means you just pull the lever and now it's a sukkah. That's not a question of Kiddush Mokum Suda. Of course, that's Kiddush Mokum Suda. But here we're talking about where you need to go outdoors. And in Eretz Yisrael, it could be even more extreme. So in Eretz Yisrael, or even in here, if you live in a flat, and they allow you to actually build a sukkah in your car park, in most blocks of flats, I don't think they allow that. In Eretz Yisrael, they do. So in Eretz Yisrael, you could say, oh, it's raining. Okay, it doesn't rain very often in Eretz Yisrael, but let's say it was raining in Eretz Yisrael. So you make Kiddush indoors, and then you realize, ah, my mepesed isn't big enough, and I'm going downstairs now to have my suda downstairs in the car park. Wait a minute. You make Kiddush upstairs in your flat, and now you want to go downstairs and eat outside in the sukkah. So you're allowed to do that, you're not allowed to do that. You make Kiddush in your house. And there's a knock on the door, and you open up the door, and your neighbor is standing there, and he says, do I have a cake that I need to share with you? My wife was in London this week. Again, Lamazogun, when you're allowed to go down to London. It's strange how you have to give the shurim, and you always have to apologize and excuse yourself for saying yes. Yes, you know, they didn't go to London. They didn't mean to go there. Nobody got sick when they went to London. They just went and they got... She got a cake from London. Forget how she got it. She got it in a legal way. It's fully legal the way she got her cake. A brand new cake from a brand new bakery. Come and have cake with us. I just make Kiddush here. Yeah, come on over. Have cake at my house. Can you go to the next door? Can you not go next door? You make Kiddush. And then somebody knocked on the door. Happens many times by Rabbonim. You just make Kiddush and knock on the door. You open up the door. One of your mispalim is standing there. Rebbe, I have a big shiloh. What happened? They go into the room, they start discussing what happened to his hot plate and the this and the that, and you know, 10, 15 minutes, and then he comes out. Now he wants to go back and he wants to eat his mezoinus. Is there a problem there of Kiddush Memokim Suda? Not a problem of Kiddush Memokim Suda. The shailas of Kiddush Memokim Suda, again, a lot of these questions that I just mentioned, they aren't outlandish questions. These are Maisim Bechol Yoim. You made Kiddush in Jewish high. And the weather is nice, Mitzvah Shem, in the summer the weather will be nice, and you want to go out into that area outside, you know, that whatever they call the vestibule. That area, the Groskopf area. I don't know what they call that area now. Yeah, whatever it is, you know what I'm talking about. That big chotzer that they have in the middle. She made Kiddush indoors, and you want to take your food, and you want to go outside, and you want to eat outside. Is that called Kiddush Memokim Suda? Is that not called Kiddush Memokim Suda? Again, all these questions can happen. And the Mais and Bechol Yoim, at least before Corona and after Corona, they definitely were Mais and Bechol Yoim, that would happen all the time to people that you wanted to know, can I or can I not do this? So I want to go through some of the halachas. I don't think we'll get through all of the questions that I asked today. We'll get through some of them, Mitzvah Hashem. So we'll get through some of these halachas to get an idea and understanding what is Kiddush B'Mokum Suda, why we have Kiddush B'Mokum Suda, what the definition of it is, and when can you move, where can you move, and where can you not move. So let's get started. First of all, the Pasuk says, it's a Pasuk Yashin Nevim, Karos al HaShabbos Oynik, you should call the Shabbos an Oynik. The Shabbos, you should have an Oynik on Shabbos. So we learn, Memokim Oynik, where you have Oynik, the Oynik that you have is your Suda. That's where the kriya shall be. That's where you should say Kiddush. And therefore, since the pasuk is karos al Shabbos oinig, that teaches you that you need to have Kiddush b'makom suda. The two go together. That's number one. Okay? Number two. How do we define Kiddush b'makom suda? Kiddush b'makom suda is defined as either having hamoitzi. So you have a suda with hamoitzi. That's definitely Kiddush b'makom suda. Even mezoinus will get you to Kiddush b'makom suda, and even, by the way, on Friday night. So we had the question once or twice on Friday night whether, I think there was somebody wanted to, there was a simcha that they made on Friday night on not Shabbos, and so they wanted to give out Kiddush and a bit of mezoinus. But they weren't going to have washing or anything. So everybody knows Shabbos day you can do that. What about Friday night? Friday night you can also do that. So if you wanted to, you could have Kiddush, you could have mezoinus, then take a break. This might be very negeah, by the way, on Friday nights in the winter. Some people come home at 4:30, they don't want to eat at 4:30, they want to eat at 6. But there's a mitzvah to make Kiddush as soon as you can. So maybe you make Kiddush, you come home at 4:30, you make Kiddush with your family, you have a little bit of cake, then you sit down and wait till 6, 6:30, till you want to eat supper, till you want to eat your Suda, i.e. supper, and then you have your Suda at 6:30. But you already yoytz your Kiddush b'makom Suda, because you already had the Suda together with the Kiddush. Now, let's make that very clear. There's an important point, that once I have the Kiddush and the Suda that come together, I can eat in other places, and that's not a problem. Or I can eat later without the Kiddush. So let's say Friday night, you made Kiddush, and with the Kiddush you had something to eat that would consider Kiddush b'makom suda. If afterwards you go somewhere else to eat, or afterwards you want to eat again, you don't have to make Kiddush again. You don't have to worry about Kiddush b'makom suda, because you've done your Kiddush b'makom suda already. There's no point in doing it twice. Same is true Shabbos morning. You make Kiddush in shul, and you had Kiddush b'makom suda in shul. When you come home, really, there's no din that you have to make Kiddush. Once you've had the Kiddush b'makom suda, it's fine. So you say to me, yeah, but my main suda is my Friday night meal. That's at 6:30. So how does it help me to eat at 4:30 a little bit of cake when my suda is going to be later? It doesn't mean Kiddush b'makom suda, that my Kiddush has to be connected to the suda that I'm eating, i.e. the big meal for Shabbos. The Suda is being defined by Chazal as certain kinds of things that consider Kiddush b'makom Suda. And once I put that Kiddush b'makom Suda together, afterwards then I'm free. So in a lot of the shaylas we asked before, let me just mention this also, again, just to start. In a lot of the shaylas that we ask, let's say you made Kiddush, and your friend wants to call you to his house. He says, I have a new cake. So you have a question of Kiddush b'makom Suda. So before we get to whether you can go or not, if in that instance you said to him, wait a minute, I'm going to make mezoinus here, and I'm going to have a kezayis mezoinus here, and then I'll come over. So you make Kiddush, the guy knocks on, you say, give me 30 seconds, you sit down, you make mezoinus on your own cake, and then you go across to his house, and then you want to eat in his house. So forgetting about whether you have to make another mezoinus or not, we're not talking about shinim okim mebracha now, probably not if you had in mind they were going there anyway, but you now make Kiddush in your house. You had a kezayis mezoinus in your house. You're yoytze Kiddush b'makom suda. To go to your next door neighbor afterwards, of course you're allowed to go to your next door neighbor afterwards. Because now you've already had Kiddush b'makom suda. This is another instance of eating. There's no problem of going somewhere else and eating afterwards. There's no issue. So in all the cases that we asked, if you had your mezoinus right away, or you had your meal immediately after you make Kiddush, you've already created this structure called Kiddush b'makom suda. Anything that comes afterwards doesn't require Kiddush. You don't have to worry about it, as far as Kiddush is concerned. I'm sorry? So we're getting now to the revius wine. And this will come to the shayla on Pesach, for example. I remember I asked Rav Horowitz's shayla. I came back from this hotel, and I sat at the schus of sitting next to Rav Horowitz by a simcha. So I asked him the shayla. The revius wine is interesting that Rav Horowitz says make more than what the Meshuvah. He was looking for a tzad la'aka. So we went. So Simcha is asking an interesting question. What about a revius wine? So there's a machloikis whether or not you can be yotze with a revius wine. Let's say you don't have mezoinus. Okay? Take the instance of Kiddush on Pesach. So Kiddush on Pesach, and you don't get brok, so then there's no mezoinus. So are you always going to have to make until that's your dime? So let's say you don't want to eat till 1 o'clock, but you finish davening at 10:30, as it happened in our instance. So what are you going to do? You have to wait now 2.5 hours to eat? Or you're going to have to make Kiddush, you're going to have to wash on hamoitzi just to be able to have a little bit of shahakol cake, whatever it is? So there, there's halacha that says, Kiddush b'makom suda can also be achieved by drinking a revius yain, by drinking a revius of wine. And there's a question whether this is the revius of wine of Kiddush itself, or whether you need another revius of wine except for the revius of wine of Kiddush. That means some say you have to drink whatever it is for Kiddush, either revius or malay lugmav, plus on top of that another revius of wine to call Kiddush mamakum suda. If you want to be mekel, you drink one revius wine for Kiddush and that will cover you for Kiddush mamakum suda. So on, pardon? One second, we're getting there. So on Pesach, you'd be able to, so first of all, just for yourself, if you want to make Kiddush Mamakum Suda, you have either one revius of wine or two revius of wine, and this way you for sure be Yotzi Yodin of Kiddush Mamakum Suda. However, what about the rest of the family? So that's really what my question was to Rav Aretz. I said, you know what? One person made Kiddush. So you have this one individual that made Kiddush in this hotel. And everybody answered Amen to his Kiddush, and they all went out and they started eating their food. But now you have a problem. Because where's your Kiddush Mamakum Suda? The guy who made Kiddush drank his wine, so he had Kiddush Mamakum Suda. But can I be Yoitz a Kiddush Mamakum Suda on the fact that he had a Suda? I didn't have a Suda. What did I have? I had fish, and I had all sorts of salads, and I had all sorts of Pesach cakes, but nothing I had was Mezoinus, and I didn't have any wine either. So where's my Mokum Suda? So Mishnah Berurah actually writes, it's not enough. It doesn't help when the Mekadosh, the person who makes Kiddush, drinks the whole cup of wine, even though it's a revius of wine. That's only going to help for the person who's drinking himself. But it's not going to help anybody else. So this is in Simon Resh Ayin Gimel, Sifkot and Chavav in the Mishnah Berurah. He's quoting and he's saying that if the person who made Kiddush drank a revius, and everybody else wants to go ahead and wants to eat Kiddush stam, can't be yotze with that. Interestingly enough, it happened twice recently. So once was that Rav Horowitz said to me, so I asked him the shaila about this. I said, look, not everybody drank this revius of wine. One person who made Kiddush drank the revius of wine, and everybody else just went and started eating all the shahakal foods. How can they be yotze? They didn't mitzvah Kiddush mamakom suda. For some reason, it was mekel. And I don't know why, but it was Mekel. Similarly, what happens if this suddenly got louder? Okay. Similarly, does it? What picks up? Well, there's a jolt sometimes. Okay. Similarly, it's a little bit too loud. Can I turn this off? Similarly, it's just easier for me to do it that way. I can't handle the echo. I'm like hearing myself talk. It's hard enough for you to hear me. I don't have to hear myself. Similarly, I went to Kiddush this year, or shouldn't mention this, but there was a Kiddush this year. I went to Beis HaMedrash to speak to my Chavrusa. I happened to bump into Kiddush this year on Shmini Atzeres. Okay? Again, not discussing the legalities of the Kiddush. Forget about that for now. Right? That's you know... Huh? I went the year before, and the year before that, and the year before that, let's say, right? So I went inside a base medrash that had a Kiddush on Shmini Atzeres. Now, for those people that are noyik to eat in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, so you have a problem. Those who aren't noyik to eat in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, you make Kiddush, you make mezain, just sit down and enjoy yourself. Because you don't have a minik to eat in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, it's not a problem. So you can make mezuzahs outside the sukkah. But for those people who have a minik to eat only in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, in Cain, it's also for you to make a mezuzahs and to eat mezuzahs outside the sukkah. So you might say it's only a kibetza, you can be yotze with a gezai, so there might be ways around it, but it's not l'chatchila. So there also, it seems, Rav Reshna Paskin, that people were having, they were Yotze Kiddush, B'mokum Suda with somebody else, and then there was sushi around for people, so that is Mezoinus, but it's not, or it's a question if it's Mezoinus or not. I think people should make Mezoinus on sushi. I think some people make two brochas, three brochas, it's a whole complication. Sushi and the brocha on it is not for today. But let's say you make a Mezoinus on the sushi, but it's Mezoinus, but not Mechayev Yubesukkah, because sukkah is only Chayev Chameshes Mini Dagon. Rice is not chameshes mini dogon, so you can have it outside the sukkah. Or they had crisps and popcorn and zachen. But again, if you made Kiddush and you only had sushi and crisps and popcorn, then be'etzem you didn't have the mezoinus that would be mitzi you for Kiddush Mamakom Zudah. And somehow, again, Rav Reshna Paskin, that people, even though they weren't eating outside the sukkah, they were yoitz of the Kiddush Mamakom Zudah from others, and they did not have to drink the revius yayin. Why? I don't know. Again, I'll have to ask him.
That's okay for having a shahadu. What if they're just in the Kiddush for Shabbat morning?
Yes.
What if the kids don't want to eat?
Yeah. So there you have a real issue. That child is going to have to make Kiddush later on. Huh?
She has to have something. Even Shahakal's okay.
No, she doesn't have to have any. Well, no. She can't have just Shahakal. Because she has to have Mizoinus. Because where's the Kiddush from Malkum Sudah? No, so that's what I'm saying. Rav Reshna Paskin, they Paskin that you can be Mekel. I guess in certain instances you can be Mekel, but I don't know if I would say this Lechatchil, if the Mishabura Paskins, you know, in this instance not. So either she can have Mezoinus with you, or whatever child it is of yours, they can either eat Mezoinus with you and be Yoitz of the Din, Kiddush Mamakum Suda with you, or at 1 o'clock, they'll have to make their own Kiddush.
Rav Reshna says, Shabbat is okay.
No, that's what I'm saying. He said, I have to ask him why he said it was okay. It could be that was only in a case of sort of necessity, like that case where Rav Horowitz also only kvetched himself a little bit for this case of Pesach and the Kiddush. And he wanted to be melamed tzchus on the people, but to say that lechatchila you should hear Kiddush and only make shahakol and be yoitz a Kiddush with that is very, very shver. If you're stuck in a situation, it's Shmini Atzeres and you're not in a sukkah and you're somebody else's Kiddush, and can you still eat something? No, you may be able to find some kind of way out. If it's Pesach and you're in a hotel and they're serving food and there's no mezoinus and you want to be, you might be able to find a way out, so you dray yourself around a little bit. But to say that at home you're going to make Kiddush and she's just not in the mood to have mezoinus, so she'd be yotz v'shakol only, I think that's already scraping the bottom of the barrel. I personally wouldn't feel comfortable with saying that that's okay for Kiddush Mamakom Suda. You want to, so you have a choice. She can either have mezoinus now, or make Kiddush later on at 1 o'clock when you eat, one or the other. And again, if it's Shabbos day, it's not a big deal. All they have to do is make Hagafen. It's not such a, you know, you're not asking so much. You don't have to be a Grace Akenna to make the Kiddush on Shabbos morning. Okay.
A glass of whiskey to help you.
For what?
Well, Mikey, if you have the Kiddush with a snack.
So you want to say now that you have another glass of whiskey for Kiddush? I don't know. I would struggle with it. Again, you might be able to be yotze kiddush mokum suda. You might be able to be yotze kiddush with the whiskey because it's chamar bedina. But to call it kiddush mokum suda, I think only grape juice will get you that, or wine, or whatever it is. Something like that. But another, a second, you said you had one lechaim, and then I have a second lechaim, and that's my kiddush mokum suda. I think you can't be yotze with a lechaim for the kiddush mokum suda. That you'd need to have wine specifically for. Okay, so. Now, let's go back. So that was the first thing that we said. So we said so far, number one, the din mekaros al Shabbos oinig, that there's a halacha that the kiddush has to be mokum suda. Number two, we define kiddush mokum suda as a place where you made kiddush, and immediately afterwards you either had hamoitzi, mezoinus, or either one or two revius of wine. Either the revius of kiddush or the revius of kiddush and another revius afterwards. Now, let's move on to the next case. The simplest case. Okay? Menachem David's making a big Kiddush in Jewish High. Yeah? And now he's here already. Now we can blame you for the Kiddush. Yeah? When is it? No? Emet Hashem Zelnach Kam. Yeah? Yeah? Twins. Right? Two Kiddushim. Very nice. Okay? So, you're making a Kiddush in Jewish High. And in one corner he's got all his drinks and his lovely whiskeys and then wines and zachen and everything. And in the other corner you have the cholent and the kugel. So you want to make kiddush here and you want to eat over there. Can you make kiddush here and eat over there? What's the answer? Yes. Why? Pardon? No, so that's the important thing to realize. In one room, even if you can't see from the room to the other, but one room is one room. That's called Kiddush Mamakom Suda. So therefore you're in the hall in Jewish High, and you're in the corner over there, you're making your Kiddush, and then you want to go to the other corner, and you want to have your Kugel Cholent, or you want to have cake, etc., etc. You're allowed to do that 100%, that's 100% Mutter. However, I will...
How long have you got?
Pardon?
How long have you got?
Is that saying it's okay? You're okay, even you don't have, there's no... Pardon? No, you have to do it as quickly as you can. So that's what I was getting to. However, if you can, this is an important halacha. Pardon?
Two rooms into one.
Two rooms into one. If it's open, it's open. It's one room, right? If you have a through room, so for example, you'll have it in a through room. Many times you go to Kiddush at people's houses, they have a through room, they open up the accordion doors between them. So that's turned into one big room. That's like one big room. That's not even two rooms. That for sure everybody would hold that. You can make Kiddush on one side, you can eat on the other side. However, Im Kol Zeh, he says, Mishul Berurah says, it's an important thing, we call Mokoyim Lechatchila Toiv Shalai Lossim Mokoyim Shekiddush. It's better not to go away from where you made Kiddush, though Yesh Machmir and Gami Pina Lepina, some are Machmir even from one corner to another, Im Lo Shaya Dait Tavis HaKiddush Shekash Mir Acheres, Ayim Estavet En Achmir Zeh. The best thing to do, if you can, the best thing to do is, if you're going to make Kiddush in a certain corner, if you can take, now, it doesn't always lend itself to it. So if there's a becher there, there's a silver becher, and you're going to fill up the silver becher, so you can't take the silver becher with you to your table and start taking cake and making Kiddush over there. People are going to show up and say, where's the becher? I don't know, Yenna took it over there. He's sitting over there making himself comfortable with a becher, right? But if you're going to be making Kiddush, if let's say there are better plastic cups, so then it's already not such a shy making Kiddush on a plastic cup, or you're making Kiddush on a sham glass, really lechatchila, if you want to do the Kiddush lechatchila, really lechatchila, you should fill up on Kiddush over there, bring it to a table, don't eat standing up, bring it to a table, go get yourself your cake or whatever else it is that you're going to make mezoinus on and bring it to the table, make Kiddush, drink your Kiddush, make mezoinus right away, right next to where you made your Kiddush, then you yotze Kiddush mamish b'mokum suda, because this is where I made Kiddush and this is why I made my mezoinus, and afterwards you can mill about. That's the most lechatchilatik way of doing it. If you can bring it all together in one place, and that's more lechatchilat for two reasons. Number one, that the Kiddush doesn't go from here to there. I didn't make Kiddush here and I make Mezoinus over there, but I took my... And number two is you've also minimized, which was Simcha was saying, you're going to have to minimize the separation and the hefsek between one and the other. Many times you say yourself, okay, I'll make Kiddush over here and I'm going to get Kugel and Cholent. But the line for Kugel and Cholent is 20 people deep and there's always one nunnik at the front. No, I don't want that piece of meat, I want this piece of meat. Laws up, just keep moving, there's 20 people waiting for the Cholent. No, it's too much kugel, too little kugel, a bit more kishka. You know, by the time you get there, could be 3, 4, 5 minutes from when you make Kiddush. So it's less a chatchila that you should make Kiddush, wait 5 minutes for your cholent, and then take it. You're better off taking your kugel cholent, or taking your cake, or whatever else it is, taking your Kiddush, making your way to one specific place, sitting down over there and making the Kiddush, or standing up and making the Kiddush, right away, immediately making the Zionist. And this way you've gotten rid of number one, the movement, mipina lepina, from one corner to the other. You got rid of that because you made Kiddush, mamish mamokum suda, that's the most a chatchila. And number two, you went directly straight into the Suda afterwards without having to mill about, having to find your cake and your and whatever else it is. You right away make your bracha. Mitzvah Shem, there's so much more to be speaking about this. We've only just scratched the surface. Thank you very much. Anybody saying Kanish? Yeah? Amen. Amen.